I am happy to welcome to our broadcast this morning Dr. Robert Dowsett. He is at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. He completed a residency and was chief resident of medicine at the University of Connecticut Health Center. And he is chief of the Division of Radiation Oncology. Doctor, welcome to our broadcast.
It's a pleasure to be with you folks this morning.
I've got some questions here, and I'm very, very curious when it comes to cancer and treatment. What is tomotherapy?
Well, tomotherapy is a machine. It's a high-tech machine that is revolutionary in that it was designed from the ground up to do the modern type of treatments that we try to accomplish these days. And those include something called intensity-modulated radiation, where the intensity of the beam is continuously changed to try to give the dose distribution that the doctor wants inside a patient's body. And the idea is to try to get the dose distribution to the exact shape of the tumor, yet try to miss some critical structures that may be very, very close to the area that you're trying to treat. And the other important aspect is image guidance. If you're going to be so precise with the radiation, you better be darn sure you're in the right spot every day. And this machine will actually perform a CAT scan on the patient who's being treated every day, which can be compared to the planning scans we do to make sure that we're right on target.
And what types of cancers can be treated by tomotherapy?
Well, in general, it's best used for very difficult cases, and those can be garden variety treatments like prostate cancer, for instance, where you have the prostate which needs to be treated to a very high dose, but it's right next to the bladder and it's right next to the rectum. And in the old days, we were always limited by our dosing because we were afraid of damaging those structures, obviously. Now we can give a much higher dose to the prostate and still largely avoid significant doses to the structures next door. And our side effect profile and our damage we're doing and the quality of life, all that stuff is all on the plus side.
What about colon cancer?
Well, you know, colon cancer in general is a surgical disease, but a subset of colon cancer is rectal cancer, where we use radiation frequently. And in the more difficult cases of rectal cancer, this could easily be used for that as well.
How long does a treatment take, Dr. Dowsett?
Well, patients typically come for daily treatments for a number of weeks, and they have time slots, but this machine is higher tech and takes longer than the average treatment, but somewhere in the range of 20 to 30 minutes.
And is this just experimental, or is it for real?
Oh, it's for real. This machine is commercially available, and we purchase it like any other hospital could as well. Very expensive, though. But it was designed probably about 7 to 10 years ago, and you know it takes probably about 5 years to go through the development phase and the FDA clearance phase. So it's been available for about 5 years, but there aren't many of them out there. There's only two in New England. We're the second one.
Where's the other one?
The other one is in Brockton, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in Boston. There's a few in New York City, but they're going to pop up more because this is a an excellent design. It does the type of treatments that we need to do these days, and it was designed from the ground up to perform these tests.
So as I understand it, when you get a cancer that is close to a vital organ, this is when tomotherapy works.
Right, that's where you get the most bang for the buck.
I see.
You could treat anything with it, but you know, there's no sense in taking a Ferrari to go to McDonald's. You know, you want to take a Ferrari if you want to go around the track fast, and that's what we do with the tomotherapy. But you know, it's not just prostate cancer, brain tumors, various tumors of the head and neck and throat. And it's also valuable in people who've gotten radiation before. If radiation has to be tried again, you want to have something that can really localize the radiation so that you don't do damage.
Is it covered by insurance?
It sure is. These are standard treatments these days. I mean, many people can do image guidance radiation and intensity modulated radiation. It's an improvement on the previous design. So it is covered. But for many cancers, and the insurance companies have been pretty reasonable about accepting new technology, even though it may be more expensive, because the whole idea is to get better as well.
Talking with Dr. Robert Dowsett, who is the Division Chief, Radiation Oncology, Department of Diagnostic Imaging and Therapeutics at the University of Connecticut Health Center. Doctor, I always like to get for my radio audience some information. Do you have pamphlets that you could send out about tomotherapy?
Yes, we do, actually. We have a very nice brochure that we'd be happy to send to anyone who wanted one.
I think that's true. I'm going to give the number. Now, it's a toll-free number, my friends. And this is, you know, you never know in this day and age, doctor. I mean, just the other day, I got a call from someone who said so-and-so has cancer of the pancreas. And, I mean, in a routine physical. So I think the more we are prepared with information, the better we are, the better off we are. And here it is, my friends, 1-800-535-6232. You're calling the University of Connecticut Health Center, 800-535-6232, and just ask for the brochure on tomotherapy. That's TOMOTHERAPY. Just ask for that brochure that Dr. Dowsett and Brad Davis were talking about on the radio, and they'll send it right out to you free of charge. If you got that number, you can call now, 1-800-535-6232. Doctor, do you ever think that the day will arrive? Do you ever believe the day will arrive that we will have won this battle?
Well, I think the day will come when we can manage cancers much more successfully. This can be a multiple-pronged approach. One would be cancer prevention. If we can prevent many cancers, we're ahead of the game there. But as far as managing cancers, we're making great strides. And what the drug companies are doing now is just unbelievable. They're basically unlocking the secrets of why cancers form, and once you understand why something happens, why something goes wrong, that's when you really can target something to attack the problem.
And Doctor,
they're making great strides with that. So I suspect we're going to be doing great, great work over the next 20 years. Will we lick it entirely? I don't know, but I think we'll get close.
Doctor, genes, does that have anything to do with it? For example, if a family is cancer-free, never had it, mother, father, grandmother, kids never had it, but yet another family, the grandmother had breast cancer, the daughter gets cancer. I mean, does that play a part?
It plays a big part in it. There are certain families that have genes that are damaged already. I mean, you wouldn't know it by the function of the cells, but all it would take is one more hit on a particular portion of the gene to actually start a cancer, where other families may have completely intact and normal genes, so that it would take multiple hits on that gene to hits or damage on that gene to cause a cancer. So it stands to reason that if you have multiple redundancy and it would take a number of things to go wrong for a cancer to form, you're in better shape. And I think some families are just kind of on the edge. All they need is that one event. And then they're off to the races with a cancer, unfortunately. And it just certainly does run in families, particularly breast cancer. And there are genes that they've actually identified that are clearly associated with formation of breast cancer.
Okay, let's say that a grandmother has breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
And a daughter gets colon cancer.
Yep.
So what you're saying is those particular families, it doesn't just have to be one has breast, the other one's going to get breast cancer. They could get other cancers,
they
correct?
They could indeed. There are certain genes that are associated with different forms of cancer, and that kind of makes sense in a way. If the colon cancer, the colon cells could have the same genetic abnormality or damage that the breast cancer cells, because they're actually all formed from one cell way, way back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be aware of multiple cancers being being detected in these people, and you also have to get multiple disciplines of doctors involved. For instance, there's certain genes where you can get GYN cancers and breast cancers. So the GYN oncologist and the breast oncologist has to work in concert on those people. So it gets kind of complicated.
Now, folks, I want you to get this brochure that Dr. Dowsett would be happy to send you on tomotherapy. It is remarkable. The story is remarkable.
Yeah, it's an amazing machine, and you know the folks that put this machine together should be commended. As a startup company, you know the standard manufacturers of accelerators, they tend to be Accelerator is our treatment machine. They tend to be really, really conservative and mm-hmm. not thinking outside the box. Sometimes someone else has to say, well, if I can't do it within the framework of the establishment, I will be anti-establishment. And that's what this company was.
1-800-532-6232. I would say to all my listeners right now that can get to a phone to please call that number, that 800 number, toll-free, and get this free brochure from the University of Connecticut Health Center. And from Dr. Dowsett, who's been my special guest this morning, on chemotherapy, remarkably new, and it works. Find out more about it. 1-800-535-6232. Doctor, thank you so much, and continued success at UConn.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to be with you guys.
952. You got that number? You can call now, my friends. The University of Connecticut Health Center. And ask for this special brochure, absolutely free. 1-800-535-6232. It's 9:52, 8 minutes before 10, and I'll be right back.